Do you know what it will entice you to clean? If your house smells like a beach afterward and it doesn't smell like, you know, cleaning products. Well, enter Clorox. They can transform your space into a tropical getaway by upgrading your cleaning routine with coconut-scented Clorox Scentiva. It smells like coconut, it cleans like Clorox, and it feels like inspiration. With a refreshing scent that will leave your home clean and fresh, elevating any room into an oasis. Now you can express your style and get shiny clean. Get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store, also available in grapefruit or lavender scents. This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure. To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it, Ben. Where did you hear this?
On Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruz and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
Ooh, you do not have to say more to get me into this. To check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast with iHeartRadio.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Almost Famous podcast. Today, I am joined by my friend Jill Chen. And she and I are going to be breaking down Bachelor Nation headlines. Jill, I love doing headlines with you because you are in the know with some of the people of the current cast a little bit more than Jared and I, yes, but Ben and I as well. Ben and me. And I want to start out with your knowledge about one of your friends in a new relationship. It was a friend that you had one time had a bit of a flirtation with.
Who?
Tyler Norris.
I don't think we had a flirtation.
Oh, he was going to come visit you in Newport. And then he bailed to hang out with guys. And then you guys were, like, no, never mind.
Also because Jacob said no. Jacob,
and you were trying to find a backup date or something.
I was trying to find a backup. I don't think it was, and I don't know if it was I don't think it was a flirtation, but it was just like, I do love him dearly. And he is a good friend currently, like to this day. So he is in the headlines.
He has a new relationship with a girlfriend named Alyssa. Now, listen, we were just talking, you guys, in our recap of the Bachelor in Paradise finale about how like nobody hard launched on Instagram the night of the finale. And that like we have these people, we see them get engaged and then they don't post a picture together the next day and they're posting other things and it just seems fishy. But of all people, Tyler did hard launch this week. So tell us what you know.
So did he hard launch on just his stories or did he hard launch on the main?
What do you mean? the main feed versus the story? It was a story. He shared a video with, and she's in it, and it says, every room needs a Christmas tree. And he and her are slow dancing to the song Blue Ain't Your Color by Keith Urban, and he kisses her on the cheek. So it's definitely a hard launch. Yeah.
Yeah, like for sure. But I, this one is
You're
really
like, but does it really funny. Count if it's not on the feed?
No, and of course it does count. Like, I think it's more of like, I think it's a medium launch. It's not a hard or a soft. It's like a medium, you know? I don't know if he tagged her either, but people I think know who she is because they, they may have also seen her in a previous leak earlier. So do you remember, were you aware of the little oopsie that happened regarding an ad that they both were in together?
She was in an ad with him a couple weeks ago?
Yes. So,
no.
Okay. So
when he was still on the show and like dating
when
Mercedes.
He was still on the show. Yes. So I guess, I don't know what manager messed up on that one. But I think she has maybe a little bit of a social media following, and this ended up like on Reddit, Reality Zachary, like picked it up, you know, like all of the channels were like, oh my God, like this is Tyler Norris. Like this is him. And this is a girl who's saying my boyfriend
in her ad.
Yes.
Okay.
But it was like a creator generated content, whatever. It was like the brand posted it themselves.
Okay.
And so she made this content. She's like, my boyfriend and I are trying some new snacks. And the boyfriend was Tyler Norris. So so everyone was like, what the hell? Like, Tyler, you're supposed to be dating Mercedes. Like, you're on the show. Like, this is weird.
No way.
And turns out it's the same girl that's in this video.
Super interesting. You're a good detective. You and Bachelor Nation. Great.
Well, I mean, it was just like, oh, at first it was like, oh, maybe.
Maybe it's just like an acting. It's like,
it's just the ad. Maybe it's just an acting thing. Yeah. But it's the same girl. It's the same girl. So,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, like, well, now we know. Now we know it wasn't. Yeah. Okay.
So, yeah, they are. That is a thing. Yes. And they're cute.
They seem cute.
Yeah.
Yeah, they seem
cute. He's happy.
The other Bachelor in Paradise bachelor couple, actually, that did hard launch is Brayden dating Christina Mandrell, who we will remember from Zach's season as a the single mom. And she was a little kooky. Mm-hmm. She ended up leaving because Zach was like, I don't think I could be a stepdad, right? That was one of
something
the reasons
like
that he gave her. Yeah,
yeah.
He was like, pretty honest that he wasn't like there or like he. Yeah.
Didn't she also have like a breakdown? Didn't she get in some beef with somebody else?
Yeah, she was just a little bit of a drama queen and she was only there for like 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah, she was only. Yeah, she was one of those.
Did she get the first impression rose?
No.
Okay, she just made a big splash on night one, I remember.
She made a big splash. Yeah, no, she did. I remember they had some like good time together night one. And then she got a date. She met his family.
Oh, that's right. Oh, your memory is so good.
I'm pretty sure she met the family. And then there was
she
like,
did.
You know, there was some drama after that. Like, I remember her saying, help me or something by the pool. And Zach's like,
yes.
What's going on? So there was like some weird stuff that happened, and it kind of reminded me of Cassidy from my season, like someone who just goes like so hard and so fast, they burn themselves out like immediately. Like it's just like too much. So her and Brayden are in this relationship, but I'm like, okay, why wasn't she just on Paradise? She wasn't on Paradise.
Was she asked to do Paradise?
I don't know. But like, that just seems kind of like a no-brainer character. For Paradise.
Oh, for sure. I feel like she was definitely must have been asked. Like, she's from Nashville. I remember that. She's from like Tennessee. Mm-hmm. He lives in San Diego.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder how they're keeping that up. But they're involving her daughter. You know, he knows her. And we see a little clip at the end of the Bachelor in Paradise finale where it jokes, Brayden is teaching Christina's daughter how to accessorize.
Yeah.
This is something that we would have loved a reunion show for so that we could hear their story. We're just going to need them on the podcast now.
Yeah, right. Exactly. I think that's like a funny couple to me. I think they're both like really kind of out there. Brayden is like such a a loose cannon. I feel like I just never know where he's going to go. And that really surprised me, knowing that they're in a relationship.
Dude, they must be wild together.
They must be wild. I mean, it must be really fun. But that was just like confusing to me as to why she just wasn't on the show and why we couldn't have maybe just seen this happen.
I wonder if she was on the show, they would have actually left together.
I know. There's so many questions, but
they would have had more hurdles, I'm sure.
I'm sure they would, yes, but it would have been entertaining for me to watch.
Yeah.
Ultimately.
Let's stick with the Bachelor in Paradise stuff. Bachelor in Paradise's Kat defends herself after being called a homie hopper. You're a little bit more Gen Z than me. What the heck is a homie hopper?
Like, you go from guy to guy.
Okay, well, she did kind of go from guy to guy on the show.
Yeah, she did. And there's something wrong with that. And I think, I believe it was a TikTok that she was doing?
Yeah.
So she did the TikTok and she was like, well, why am I a homie hopper? When a guy does it, he's like exploring his options or playing the field, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah, it's a very good point.
Like, I entirely agree with that. There are some mm-hmm. guys who would have a new girl every week and it would be fine, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
There's a double standard there for sure.
Yeah.
I think that was just like an easy target for people to come after her for. I think she was just an easy target at one point, you know, to kick someone when they're down. And that was one of the things that maybe stuck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was what hurt her. What keeps baby skin healthy? A diaper that doesn't leave skin wet. That's why Pampers Swaddlers absorbs wetness better versus the leading value brand and provides up to 100% leak-proof skin protection to help keep your baby's skin dry and healthy. We have been a Pampers family since the start with Dawson. It takes you a few months of experimentation to figure out what really works, and for us, Pampers really works. Pampers Swaddlers are dermatologist approved by the Skin Health Alliance. They're hypoallergenic and they're free of parabens and latex. All that so important. Try Swaddlers with the new Pampers Free and Gentle Wipes for healthy baby skin. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand. There's nothing like having a clean space. I can't say that I have it a ton with a toddler, but when I do, it's magical. And I also love it when I can add a little bit of my own sort of favorite candle, favorite scent, favorite throw blanket, you know, just express your personal style while the space is perfectly clean. Well, that's where Clorox Scentiva comes in, because Clorox have these clean scents that'll fit your vibe. With coconut, grapefruit, or lavender, you can discover your own signature scent. It's clean, so it's that trusted clean that you know that you get with Clorox, and it's captivating with scents that just can speak to you. With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you. Want to know where all the spring savings are this year? Ross. You'll find huge deals on all the latest spring trends.
At Ross, you'll find brand names for 20 to 60% off department store prices. You're definitely finding your next favorite outfit.
We're talking about savings on your favorite shirts and tops, and I mean every style for spring.
There's something for the guys too, with deals on brand name shirts.
And you can get outside this spring with savings on outdoor tableware.
Seriously, just visit your nearest Ross and see for yourself. If you really love savings, head to Ross today.
So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross. You wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose, and cough. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are tough it out, get sick, take some time out from work, hope the doctor can see you this month, or wait 2 hours at urgent care. Then you can sit in a room full of sick people. Or you can open your medical emergency kit, match your symptoms to the doctor's recommendation prescription.
It comes with doctor-prescribed meds to treat over 39 medical issues. It has strong antibiotics for infections of all types, plus a doctor's easy guide so you'll know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. It's all in here. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door, and you get 15% off at twc.health/famous.
You can use the promo code FAMOUS. That's promo code FAMOUS at twc.health/famous. Okay, let's get into Golden Bachelor drama.
Oh my God.
What was your take? What was your overall take last week with the finale?
So, oh my God, it was like, part of it was heartbreaking. I feel like Gary was really good the whole season, and then he almost kind of fumbled the bag for me, you know?
Dude, me too.
I'm like, you're really going to say, I think it's you, you know?
He said,
like,
you're the one.
You're
I think
one.
You're the one. I'm like,
well, no
what?
Wonder. Like, no what? Wonder she was so upset. Like, that is, and because as someone who not has been in that position, but has been on the show and only knows one side, what you see of the lead is minuscule. So if they tell you something, you believe it.
Oh, yeah. And I've been saying it all season long, but he does a lot of stuff that because he's like adorable. And like Gary's great. I'm not yes. saying that he's not. Like he totally is. But at 71 and being like all like shucks about everything, he's getting away with stuff that yes. like a 31-year-old would never get away with. Could you imagine yes. if a 31-year-old lead said you're the one and didn't
no.
pick her?
At his big age, like that is, but also it kind of reminds me, and maybe she'll remind all of us, that men are going to be the same regardless of what age, because he's making a lot of the mistakes that a lot of bachelors make, saying I love you to multiple people, you know, the, you know, kissing whoever, telling someone this and doing the other thing. It always happens. And I feel like maybe he was so in the moment, maybe he could blame his age and he forgot, you know? But
well, no, his whole defense was that in the moment I felt that with you and yeah. then it changed and I felt it for someone else.
Which is sad. And
how did that change so significantly so fast?
I don't know. Like, it's like when you have something in front of you, you're like, oh my God, this is the best. Like, I understand
yeah.
mm-hmm. being in that position. And then also thinking, okay, well, maybe the grass is greener. But when you're dealing with someone's emotions and you're dealing with someone's heart, come on. You have to
just
be a little
quiet. Just be a little bit. Just be
I know.
Quiet. I know that Leslie was like, I'd rather you said I love you. I'm glad you said I love you. But like, there's, you can say I love you, which I actually like was like, okay, that's fine. And so many have done that before. But the telling the person that you're the one,
that was
is actually a step above.
That was my biggest, like, oh my gosh, that's really, yeah, that's a sin in Bachelor Nation.
And that's something we saw. She even said, like, in the fantasy suite, we said things that I won't even say because, like, that was intended to be private. But I bet you got even more intense.
Oh, I bet it did. Of course. I bet they were planning, you know, where they're going to live. They were probably yes. planning all this stuff, like, for sure. Mm-hmm. I, you know, so obviously she was the first fantasy suite. And then, because sometimes they mix up the order. And then.
Right.
Teresa.
No. We know that she was the first fantasy suite because remember Teresa was like, I can tell that he's thinking about her from last night. So that was actually an order. Hometowns weren't in order. We learned from the ladies when we were interviewing at the Bachelor Mansion that those weren't in order. But like that does bring us to our first headline with Golden Bachelor. And it says, Leslie claims that Gary made plans with me for the future. He made plans with me for the future, kind of like save the date, kind of like what we're going to do. I can't wait for us. Two more days. We'll be done with this. Be together. Start our lives. Did he say, will you marry me in there? No. But he all but said that. I mean, yeah. I would have been very happy with just, I love you. But he took it to a whole other level.
Ugh, that's heartbreaking.
You're making plans with what?
You can't do that, especially when you know you have another fantasy suite. No way should you be doing that. Like, he knows that he could potentially feel this way about Teresa. And if you're so sure on Leslie, then get Teresa out of here.
Send Teresa home.
Right.
Do you think that perhaps this was like a mistake made because he never went through the main show? Yes. Because normally we have somebody who kind of goes through training and knows what it yes. feels like to be on the other side.
Yes. And I've said this time and time again that, well, maybe not publicly, but I do feel like to be a lead, you have to go to fantasy suites. You have to get there and know what it feels like before mm-hmm. you can be a lead. Mm-hmm. Because
I can get with that.
Like there are, or at least take like really copious notes, because you knowing that you have another fantasy suite lined up and making all these promises and then going through with that fan, like that second fantasy suite, knowing full well what you said to Leslie is wild. Like that broke my heart for Leslie. Maybe like, Gary, you dog. Like, you dirty dog.
I know. I need to know how his relationship has been with Teresa this week.
I know. I feel it's like there's gotta been
the craziest week for their relationship. Like, way to put it to the test. Because not only does she see the episode, see that he had such strong feelings mm-hmm. the past couple of weeks, you know, she saw the fantasy suite with Leslie and knew that he had such strong feelings for her. And then he said all this stuff.
Yeah.
And then it comes out that, like, there's all those claims made about miscellaneous things, about how right. fast he jumped into a relationship and, you know, how he had a relationship, which is really mm-hmm. probably the big thing.
Yeah.
And it may not necessarily be Gary's issue. It could be mm-hmm. the show wanting us to believe that.
I agree.
That he like went from his wife and now he's finding another great love and that like mm-hmm. he didn't date anywhere in between. So yeah. like giving him the benefit of the doubt where it was like yeah. maybe he was in the interview room being like, oh, I dated Ben and this happened with her. And then they were like, okay, but let's focus on Tony. You know, I could hear mm-hmm. that happening.
I could too. And there was also some like random allegations of like, he didn't own a restaurant. It's like, I don't care what he did in the 80s, to be quite honest. Like, I don't care what his business was.
That's our next headline. Shall we talk about it?
Yeah.
Okay. So he's responded to allegations that he misrepresented his career before going on The Bachelor. Listen, The Bachelor, the franchise, loves to misrepresent people's careers. Everybody. So it's not like this is just him. You know, we have fake professions underneath our names all the time. So it says that when Turner, 72, was cast as the inaugural Bachelor, Golden Bachelor, his career was listed as retired. Prior, he claimed to have worked as a restaurateur and owned multiple eateries. The business I owned was very much like Cadillac, was very much like the Cadillac Diner that Teresa and I went on our first date to. This is what he said to Katie Couric in an mm-hmm. interview that was published last week, referencing their one-on-one. He goes, I sold burgers and fries and shakes, and it was a very profitable business. He continued to say that the comments about what I did later in life, that was like he was doing like handyman work and stuff. I did those after I retired. I retired at 55, and I was very happy giving back to the community and doing things that were worth something to other people. Yeah, because, and I can get behind this. If you retire at 55 and you're able to retire at 55, wow, that's incredible. And he obviously did make a ton of money from his franchise to be able to do that. You're a lot of people, and it's like not always like super healthy to like just stop at 55 and then not work at all. Like you have to involve yourself in something. So yeah,
I agree. Yeah. And I also feel like I heard somebody say like, well, his LinkedIn said this. Maybe he doesn't know how to use LinkedIn. He is not updating his LinkedIn from the 80s, you know? Mm-hmm. I just feel like it's like a cheap shot that doesn't do anything for me. Like, I don't really care. It's not like, I don't know, it's not like he was embezzling or he's not, you know? There's no crime.
No crime is committed there with his career, yeah. Now, something a little bit more scandalous, I'll admit, is our next headline. It says, Golden Bachelor Gary Turner's ex accuses him of fat shaming and lying about his dating history. Like we said, lying about the dating history, it could go either way. It could have been the show not wanting to talk about anything other than his wife. What's your general take, just out of curiosity? Like the allegations say, he started dating someone like within 3 months of Tony dying. How do you feel about that? Jared and I had a bit of a debate about it. Like, okay. I would literally come and murder him from the other side.
For
if
sure.
If he started dating someone after like 40 something years.
Mm-hmm.
But then I also talk to people that are like, that's what men do. A lot of men do that. And it's like, no offense to their wife, but like, they need the emotional support after always having it for so long.
They do. And I look at it in a sense where, okay, would I want my husband, like, would I want him to grieve? Yeah. Honestly, yes, because that's the type of person I am. Like, I need you to grieve me, but I
need you to be sad.
Like selfishly, yes. Like, have
show me how miserable you are.
Dress in black for forever. Like, maybe die of a broken heart. Like, you know, that's just who I am.
Please,
like,
notebook me. Yeah.
Like, I will die of a broken heart. But I know that men throughout history, you know, because I be knowing history. I'm researching houses. I'm seeing, oh, his wife died and he married the sister a couple months later.
Oh, yeah. There's that.
It happens. It happens. But so, you know, in modern times, would I like to see a little more of a grieving period? Sure. Is that realistic? I don't know. But I also think about grief, and I think about when my cat died earlier this year, and I got a cat the next month because I couldn't bear to be without an animal. Like, you know, and I'm not saying that people are like animals, but I'm saying that maybe like a distraction is something that you need. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't think it's like a cardinal sin. I think people handle grief differently. I don't think that, for me, that wasn't, it was like, you know, I'm not going to get into his business with that.
What keeps baby skin healthy? A diaper that doesn't leave skin wet. That's why Pampers Swaddlers absorbs wetness better versus the leading value brand and provides up to 100% leak-proof skin protection to help keep your baby's skin dry and healthy. We have been a Pampers family since the start with Dawson. It takes you a few months of experimentation to figure out what really works, and for us, Pampers really works. Pampers Swaddlers are dermatologist approved by the Skin Health Alliance. They're hypoallergenic and they're free of parabens and latex. All that so important. Try Swaddlers with the new Pampers Free and Gentle Wipes for healthy baby skin. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand. There's nothing like having a clean space. I can't say that I have it a ton with a toddler, but when I do, it's magical. And I also love it when I can add a little bit of my own sort of favorite candle, favorite scent, favorite throw blanket, you know, just express your personal style while the space is perfectly clean. Well, that's where Clorox Scentiva comes in, because Clorox have these clean scents that'll fit your vibe. With coconut, grapefruit, or lavender, you can discover your own signature scent. It's clean, so it's that trusted clean that you know that you get with Clorox, and it's captivating with scents that just can speak to you. With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you. Want to know where all the spring savings are this year? Ross. You'll find huge deals on all the latest spring trends.
At Ross, you'll find brand names for 20 to 60% off department store prices. You're definitely finding your next favorite outfit.
We're talking about savings on your favorite shirts and tops, and I mean every style for spring.
There's something for the guys too, with deals on brand name shirts.
And you can get outside this spring with savings on outdoor tableware.
Seriously, just visit your nearest Ross and see for yourself. If you really love savings, head to Ross today.
So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross. You wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose, and cough. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are tough it out, get sick, take some time out from work, hope the doctor can see you this month, or wait 2 hours at urgent care. Then you can sit in a room full of sick people, or you can open your medical emergency kit, match your symptoms to the doctor's recommendation prescription.
It comes with doctor-prescribed meds to treat over 39 medical issues. It has strong antibiotics for infections of all types, plus a doctor's easy guide so you'll know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. It's all in here. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit.
Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door, and you get 15% off at twc.health/famous.
You can use the promo code FAMOUS. That's promo code FAMOUS at twc.health/famous. Well, let's get back to the headline, which is the fat shaming, which, this is heavy. So the woman that he ended up dating after Tony died, within like a year or so of them dating and living together, he said, I'm not taking you to the reunion looking like that. And Caroline, who is the pseudo name that she's giving the outlet, said that she had recently gained 10 pounds due to stress. And he said that, like, because of the weight gain, he wouldn't bring her to some reunion. And when Gary was asked about this, he said, my only response is that I have so many positive things in my life right now. And I have the wonderful love of Teresa, my partner, and I don't have time to reflect on comments like this. Happy to look forward.
What? So it wasn't like I never said that. It was, I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah.
That's disappointing, honestly.
Yeah, this is interesting. Like, I want to know what kind of PR training he had there. Like, did they say, like, let's just, if anything like that comes up, you say, I'm moving forward, I'm not talking about the past?
Well, because he didn't say that about the restaurant. He clarified everything else, really. Yeah. And this thing he just kind of accepted. He took the L on. That was probably bad PR training. Like, he should have just been consistent, either said no comment to everything or had a little explanation. But that one is, like, that's tough. That's, really sad. And, I don't know, we talk so much about, there's a lot of, like, talk about body positivity within Bachelor Nation in and of itself and, like, something that we as a society should be striving towards. And it's a hot topic, and I think that men specifically should be respectful of women as they are, you know, as a personal belief, as you know, so that is really disappointing, honestly. Yeah. I just wish that he gave a better answer so I could forgive him, but you know, like,
I'm just like, continuously wondering, like, what is going on in Teresa's head this week?
Oh my God. She must be that poor woman.
Like, is that freaked? Because, like, is she freaked out that maybe she saw, like, the perfect side of him and that now that there's, like, another side that she may not get to know about for, like, a year and then she's going to marry this man on January 4th? Or are we just all being salacious now and, like, digging into these headlines? And
I don't know.
We don't even know the source. And I don't know.
Well, if you think about it, like, okay, when we normally have a bachelor, they're like 30 or younger. Not much time has elapsed in their life for things to go wrong or not much time for growth. You know what I'm saying? Like 70, that's a whole lot of stuff that could come up, you know? Maybe he should have said he's grown. Just say you've grown from it. Like, I don't know. I feel so bad for Teresa because she's planning a wedding right now.
Yeah. It's literally less than a month away.
Oh my God, my heart. Like, I would be freaking out if I were her. And God bless her. But like, is this too soon?
I feel like yes. I feel like too. I'm shocked. Jesse was like, it's going to be the most dramatic announcement ever, whatever. It wasn't, he didn't say ever, but that we were all going to be shocked. And actually, I was quite shocked. January 4th, they have known each other for less than 5 months and they're going to get married.
No, and I understand he's like, well, at our age, you never know. And like, okay, yes, but at the same time, like there are, when you come out of Bachelor, like the Bachelor in Paradise, and you're even navigating new friendships, they evolve so much within a year. And you see different sides to people that you're like, oh, maybe I wouldn't have, maybe I don't want to explore this friendship because of some things I've seen. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it's like, to have a partner that you have just decided that you're just going to marry after being in this like crazy world and only having your relationship exposed to the world for like, I don't know, 1 second.
Yeah.
They agreed to the wedding before they even got to air some grievances with the world, you know? Like,
yeah. Everybody who I express concern to about this, they're like,
they're old and they need to, they don't have that much time left and they know when they know and all that. I'm like, I don't know, guys. Not that fast. Why get married? Like, why do you have to get married right now? Like, I'm like such like a pro marriage person. Mm-hmm. And like, I love it. And, you know, I have positive, healthy marriages all around me and my family.
Yeah.
But like, normally, like when you just at this age that they're at, mm-hmm. totally cool. Go get married eventually. But like, you're not about to have kids.
No. Yet,
why?
There's no reason.
Why do we have to rush into the paperwork?
Right. It's the paperwork part of it. That's like the scary part. Sure. The union is like a nice thing, you know, it's a nice sentiment, but like, this is legally binding, you know?
You being together at 70 as a boyfriend and girlfriend is kind of adorable.
Right. Just do that. And there are people in my life that are just like forever engaged. They're like, yeah, because they're older, you know, this is their second marriage or second relationship, you know, with a long-term partner. And they're just like, we're going to be engaged for the rest of our lives. We don't need to be married.
Yeah.
You need to be married.
Just relax. Just relax, guys. Well, we know why we know why the franchise wants to rush this wedding, because mm-hmm. the viewership. They haven't had a live wedding in a long time. Mm-hmm. I think they've basically like crossed it out by saying that mm-hmm. it's a wash financially for them. But yeah. They are having, this is a golden couple right now. They have gotten their finale 6.1 million viewers, and that was live.
Whoa.
That wasn't even with the Hulu numbers and DVR numbers in there.
That's big. Wow. That's huge.
Really big. Really big.
Okay. So, it's a cash cow, you know?
It is. Yep.
And it is enticing to have your dream wedding paid for.
Yeah.
Damn. They got them. They got them right where they want them.
Our last headline of the week is about one of the most popular contestants of all time, Tyler Cameron. So do you remember when Tyler and Kristen Cavallari were rumored to like have a thing? Because last year, the two of them went to dinner with like Jason and Caitlin on New Year's Eve. There was mm-hmm. one other couple there. And it just seemed like a little like two, like it was a couple dinner, not just like a bunch of friends. And then there was them filming an ad for her line Uncommon James mm-hmm. in the middle of Palm Springs. And everybody was wondering whether or not they were hooking up or they're together at all. Mm-hmm. And Kristen Cavallari seems to have confirmed that they did hook up this week on the Let's Be Honest podcast. Somebody said, who was the hottest guy you've ever been with? And she said, okay, this is funny. If I were just doing it purely based on looks, like every guy in the lineup has nothing to do with chemistry or anything like that, then the hottest visually is Tyler Cameron. And believe it or not, you guys, I know this is freaking hard to believe. He's hotter in person. It's insane. It's insane. So yeah, TC for you, baby.
Yeah.
This guy like doesn't like, he just keeps murdering the game.
He really does. And it is pretty privileged. And I'll say it.
What do you like, mean it's pretty privileged?
Yes, it's pretty privileged. Like he is very handsome. Like one of the most handsome men in Bachelor Nation. And apparently, I mean, he transcends, you know, A-list celebrity, Gigi Hadid.
Seriously, right?
You know, I'm like, wow, like he is in the big leagues. He's in a league of his own, really. And I'm not surprised.
He truly is.
And, yeah, he is. You know, good for him.
Good Jared for and him. I were discussing a couple days ago. We were like, can you believe he was runner-up to Jed?
I know. Would never happen to me. Would never, never happen to me.
Would never happen today. Would never happen today.
Like Jed.
Before we wrap, Jill, tell us the headlines in your life. You've been with your boyfriend, Ellis, for over a year. Like you've been together for like a year and a half now. So tell us.
No, that's not true.
Okay, fine. Not a year and a half. A year and like 3 months, 2 months.
No, our year anniversary is next week.
No, really?
Yes, we've only been together for a year. So our year anniversary is next week, and we're like trying to decide what we're going to do for it. And then I was also reminiscing, and I was like, the last time I spoke to Jacob was right before I went on the date with Ellis.
Like the day of, like you closed the book. And as long as you get complete closure, it opens the book for somebody else.
Like, and I wasn't even, it wasn't even like closing the book. He was just like calling me, be like, hey, how's it going? Like, whatever. He was like still trying to be friendly. And then I was like, what are you doing right now? I said, oh, I'm getting ready for a date. Like, I was getting, he's like, oh, okay, well, let me know how it goes. And I'm like, shut up, asshole. I'm like, get out of here. And then, yeah, that's the last time I spoke to him. And yeah.
And your mom set you up, or you, yes. Your mom and Ellis's mom were the setup queens here.
So my mom and then like Ellis's dad's girlfriend who like knew my mom, like the parents really kind of set us up, which is a funny story. And yeah, so that's how we ended up meeting. So if you're out there and you're single, maybe like ask your mom. Like, I know she has probably given you like 1,000 duds before, but like there could be a good one in there. So yeah, we have been together for a year. And I, you know, we're great.
Well, I'm congratulations. Feeling
like very hopeful. Thank you.
You guys are very serious.
We are.
And we have one other friend that that we share in Rhode Island that will be hitting your screen sometime soon. I think I can say that. I'm not saying her name, but we have a friend who will be on Joey season.
Yeah.
And we got the preview of Joey season.
We did.
And There's not a lot there. It wasn't a lot.
No,
we'll get an extended video soon, I'm sure.
I'm excited. Like every time I'm like, this is my last time watching the show. Something else comes in.
And you have another friend come on.
I have another friend come on, and I am excited to watch her journey. I'm so excited.
We will recap another episode together when she's on. Not with her. We'll talk about her.
We'll talk about
and
her.
Then it's after fine. The season, we'll have her on.
Yeah.
All right, Jill. Thank you so much for doing this with us. It was really, really fun. And I'll see you soon.
Yes. Thank you.
Until next time, I've been Ashley.
I've been Jill.
See ya.
Bye.
Follow the Ben and Ashley I, Almost Famous podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
So if you've been looking for a love at first sight, it's closer than you think. It can be found at your local shelter. So this June 7th to 9th, join the Pedigree Adoption Drive. Pedigree brand will reimburse your dog adoption fees nationwide. Super special.
Pedigree knows that bringing a dog into your home not only opens their heart, it can open yours too. Visit pedigree.com/adoption-drive to learn more about the adoption drive and to see full terms and conditions.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it, Ben. Where did you hear this?
On Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruze and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all, with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
Ooh, you do not have to say more to get me into this. To check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
What keeps baby's skin healthy? a diaper that doesn't leave skin wet. That's why Pampers Swaddlers absorbs wetness better versus the leading value brand and provides up to 100% leak-proof skin protection to keep your baby's skin healthy and dry. Pampers Swaddlers are dermatologist approved by the Skin Health Alliance. They're hypoallergenic and they're free of parabens and latex. Try Swaddlers with new Pampers Free and Gentle wipes for healthy baby skin. Free and Gentle cleans better without risk of tearing. It's made from 100% plant-based cloth that grips the mess and is 5 times stronger. With Free and Gentle, mess meets its match. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand.